got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? It's your boy Big Steel with a very special Gangsta Chronicles podcast. We on the eve of Glasses Malone dropping his new album, Cancel These Nuts. And of course, Glasses is late, but I'm in here with his partner in crime.
Hey.
His big partner in crime, the man behind the boards on this entire project, Irvin Pope, professionally known as EP. EP, what's happening, baby?
What up, Steel?
Man, you know what? It's a phenomenal album, man. I really feel strongly about this, man.
Yeah, we made it, right? We made it.
Yeah, for sure, man. And you know what? I think I would be disappointed, man, if we didn't go gold at least on this note.
From the times we in and for the body of work and the subject matter, I mean, it has all the elements to go platinum, really.
Yeah, it does, man. Right now, man. So I'm telling everybody right now, man, the album, well, by the time y'all hear this, the album will be released already. But all streaming platforms everywhere. You can even order advanced copies. I'm going to have a link in there. Not advanced copies, but physical copies.
Yeah.
Ain't it crazy, man, on how physical copies are an anomaly now, man?
Exactly. People, I'm glad to know that people really want them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're collector's items.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But they are collector's items right now, man. I remember when I was doing my thing, man, physical was a big thing, man. You had to manufacture tapes, CDs. At one time, tapes, CDs, and vinyl.
Exactly.
You would mess around, man, your budget be gone. You'd be down to your budget, man, 80, 90K, just that quick.
Exactly. Just the merch. Not the merch, but the physical.
Yeah, but the physical stuff. Yeah. And then you had recording studio time, which was really expensive back in the day, man. And you was taping on 2-inch tape.
Man.
And it was crazy, man. It was really crazy. I actually think it's better nowadays, though, kind of. EP froze up a little bit on us. We waiting for him to come back in, waiting for Glasses Malone to come back in. You dig what I'm saying? And we got the Loke coming in the house. The Loke just don't came in. What's up, G? EP hey, froze up. Yeah, EP froze up.
I'm back,
man. There we go. Yeah, man, it was just a whole different dynamic. And we got the man of the hour himself in the house. Me and EP was just talking about back in the day, man, what all it took to actually release the album. You had to get at one time, you had to get CDs, cassettes, and vinyl manufactured.
Yep, I did all that. I checked all them boxes.
It was a crazy time because you would be down big in your budget, man, and we was recording on 2-inch tape.
Yeah, I did a whole album on that before, so I could relate.
Yeah, for sure. So while I got y'all both here, man, congratulations, man. We did it. I was telling EP I would feel some kind of way if we didn't go gold. Because I believe it's a phenomenal project. It is a phenomenal project.
Hey, is that your little journalist voice?
No, man. Can you let me do me, man? Can you allow me to do me, man?
Does that bother you that I know you, so I don't ever take you serious? And hey, you just turned on your Barbara Walters voice so fast.
That I have a certain level of professionalism, man. I can't be on here talking, you know, and all that Ebonics and slanguage and all that shit, man. That we do through the day. I try to
say your project came out phenomenal. Tremendous effort.
Yeah, it was a tremendous effort, man. You know, because I got to see, man, what all went into it, man. I really feel like y'all both poured your heart and soul into it, man.
Yeah.
I feel like we poured our heart and soul into it, man. It's a phenomenal project, man. I'm going to ask you, EP, you asked me what my favorite song is, man. What's your favorite song on here?
They like my kids. I can't pick a favorite right now. I love them all. I like them. Tomorrow, something's going to hit me different than it hit me today and yesterday. I mean, I'm still enjoying it. That's how I know it's a classic project, bro. But the makers are still feeling it. You know what I mean? Normally, like, I put some out, and I'm on to the next, but I really ride to this album.
Ain't that funny? You know, I want to ask Glasses in particular, man. You're going hard on here, man. What was your mindset going into this, man?
What was my mindset? I don't know. It was just Tuesday, really. It really was Tuesday. I know that sounds crazy, but people like you who know me, you feel me? Y'all know exactly what I mean when I say it's Tuesday. Like, this is just normally, this is what the flavor of the week was for this particular album. You know what I'm saying? What I'm most proud of is, I feel like we did a really good job. Like, we did a fantastic job, dog, of, like, capturing everything at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like, coming back to E at the end, telling him, like, yo, you know what I mean? I want to make sure we do stuff in post. E trusting me, really, like certain times I wanted to take stuff away or reorganize something because I just felt like I was rapping and I couldn't compliment those particular hats, or I had a hat pattern. Like him allowing me to tinker in the record making process, not just restricting me, you know, into being just the MC, but allowing me to make the best records that I could to compliment the productions.
For sure, man. So I'm going to go through each one of these songs, man, and I want you each to explain to me. You know, I've heard the records already, but the people out there obviously haven't. I'm going to go directly to number two, to Cancel These Nuts. What is Cancel These Nuts about, man? The title track.
Cancel These Nuts. So it's funny because I think that's like self-stated, you feel me? But to me, honestly,
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio.
Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot richer than most people. Cancel These Nuts to me is like, I feel like the industry make a lot of artists. You know what I mean? The powers that be, the finance, the wealth department makes a lot of artists. So like they can cancel them. They make you, they could break you. I always felt like I was always self-made from the first day to the last day. You know what I mean? Not self-made, Olivia made me, but like as far as artistry, didn't know power structure decide I was going to be it. Matter of fact, they fought me tooth and nail the whole time trying to stop me from being it. And I still end up becoming it. You know what I'm saying? So cancel these nets is my attitude that I'm going to say whatever I want to say. And really, there's nothing nobody can really do about it. You know what I mean? There's nothing nobody can do. You know what I mean? Because none of you motherfuckers made me. You know what I'm saying? Period. It's something that God did himself, you know what I mean, and my parents. So this is what it's all about.
Yeah, when you look at the culture and the climate that we're in right now, it's really like that time, man. Like, if you saw what they did, I know this is a touchy subject, but if you saw what they did to R. Kelly, for example, yeah, he did some stuff that wasn't cool, but it was a whole lot of people that needed to be held accountable in that mix, too. And they just pretty much ruined that man.
Well, I mean, R. Kelly's situation is unique because, really, you know, if he committed a crime like any other criminal, I understand, you know, why they have a penal system to try to keep balance of justice. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want, without throwing anybody else under the bus, I don't think that's the most important part, but they made R. Kelly. So they could break R. Kelly. They made him so they could break him.
And that's what I see. And that's what I mean in his case, right? To me, it was a thing to where everybody was just kind of moved away from him. Didn't nobody want to be around him? Didn't nobody want none of the backlash to go on them? Nobody wanted to suffer none of that heat. So it was like, kind of like, okay, we go throw him down the well.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny because he did so much for everybody. You know what I mean? But that's how it go. I mean, man, that's why I run these niggas off the block anyway. You know what I mean? I don't let them be next to me anyway. I don't let them absorb my energy. I don't let them absorb my power. I don't let them be around me. You know what I mean? Because I already know, like, when it goes down, it ain't no friends. So we not going to fake like we friends now. You know, maybe we could do some music. You know, maybe we could do something. But the people that fuck with me, they fuck with me right now. So that's all it is.
Exactly, man. Because we are living in the, you know, it's to a certain level, we're supposed to have freedom of speech, right? But that seems to have been thrown out the window nowadays. It's like if you say the wrong thing about the wrong person, you could be in a lot of trouble.
Well, you got the freedom. You know what I mean? It just come with consequence. You know what I'm saying? And to me, that's what Cancel These Nuts, the whole album, you know what I mean, first track on down is about. It's regardless of the consequence, you know what I mean? I'm not looking to make friends.
Mm-hmm. Now, EP, you a well-reserved brother, man. Do any of these records scare you?
I understand freedom of speech. I understand freedom of speech. I agree with the records. You know what I mean? I agree with telling our side.
Mm-hmm.
So they were funny to me. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, well, let's go.
That's the other thing. Like, me, a lot of it was just really being funny, man. Like, as serious as subject matters are, it was meant to be funny. It's all funny.
You know what, man? And it's going on around, like, that time just be flying. Gee, do you realize how long me and you've been messing with each other, dog?
Over 20 years now.
Over
20
years.
It's crazy. I was thinking, it's crazy. So it's been 8 years since I released my last album. Glasshouse 2 was like my 10th project. This makes my 11th project. So I put out Glasshouse 2 in 2015. And what really happened was in 2013, I started to kind of fall down this rabbit hole of hip hop and records, you know, and I started off with records, you know, just that journey of understanding what records are about, the science of communicating through songs, you know what I mean? Because to me, that's what records is. It's the science of communicating through songs. People say use the word hit records or songs, but it's not. Like, records are the science of communicating through songs, telling you an idea that makes it easy for you to digest. You can understand what the message I'm trying to cross to you is. Starting there, ending up in hip hop, only being able to get Glasshouse 2 out because it was so, like, it was so much to learn all of this stuff about records and hip hop, and then to end up trying to learn marketing. People don't know what the hell I went through. You know what I mean? It was just crazy. So I couldn't put out music at the same time as learning. You know what I mean? It's like trying to have a job being a doctor, you know, while in medical school. You know what I mean? You got to be at the very end. And it's like, you got to keep going back to school. You know, even as a doctor, you're going to keep having to learn stuff. So that's what it felt like. Like being this kind of one man, you know, it's almost like a one man army, but really you have so much respect for what everybody else do. Like what EP does as a producer, what Lester and Jason Joshua and EA Ski do as mixers, what you have to do as a manager, what my job is, or what James Brown's job was as a record maker. And it's like going to school to be a doctor. And it was no way I could be out being a doctor while going to school to be a doctor. And that shit beat the shit out of me. You know what I'm saying? It took a long time. So we here 8 years later, and I'm still grateful anyway. And now we just got, now the work begins, which is crazy because like we spent 2 years making this project. Me and EP started just fooling around, and then we figured got a rhythm. And you know, it didn't take a ton of time, but we just knew where we were going. So it's I'm happy to be here. You know what I mean? It took 8 years to get to this next album, this 11th project, but I'm grateful yet and still.
Yeah, you know what I love about it, man, is y'all really took it back to what hip hop is about. The rapper and the producer actually being in the studio together, banging out records instead of just sending beats over the internet, you know, emailing beats and you writing your raps, and ain't no, there's no cohesion to that sometimes. You know, you hear records sometimes and they just sound like they're missing something. And a lot of times that's the element of being in a room together.
Yeah. But just what's crazy together. Is me and E wasn't in the room all the time. We might've been in the same room 4 times, but we was on the phone probably. Fucking our phone numbers probably got thousands of hours. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy.
Of course, you know, of course, with technology being is what it, you know, today, you don't necessarily have to be in the same room, but y'all was very much in concert.
Oh, no, nah, man. We was passing records back. A lot of these songs, like EP will tell you, a lot of these songs, these are like the 13th and 15th versions of the exact songs.
Yeah.
Like we might have went back and forth 10, 12 times, adding small details, adding small things to hooks. Like I hear Kanye should have never married that bitch right now. And I always be like, that bitch belong, that bitch belong. I should ask somebody with a deep voice, come on. That bitch belong, belongs to the street. I could keep hearing that.
It's that detail too.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And I don't have it. So I used to laugh when Dre, all them niggas used to tell me they used to feel like a record wasn't finished. Cause when I first got in the business, I'm like, oh, this record done. But now I get it. So a lot of the dumb shit I thought at first, I feel like an asshole for thinking it.
I would say this still. It boils down to one word, and that's trust.
Yeah.
Like, I trust him. You know what I mean? I trust him with the... I ain't never just gave nobody my sessions and like, hey, man, just do what you do.
That's true.
And vice versa. Like, he's never really done records like this, but like, I know he gets it, and he puts the right subjects to the right texture of music. And it just worked. So it worked so easily and so fluently that it's easy. I can't wait to do the next round.
That's a great point. Like it was times where I'm like, yo, E, send me the session. And I might not want to arrange nothing, but like I might need to really just, you know what I'm saying? Like do something here. I need to move something so I could do something right here. And then I could bring it back. So, you know, and a lot of times I even engineer, you know what I mean, on EP sessions. I'll send them back some shit.
I was gonna say, G, let me give you your credits too, because a lot of them drops you hear on the records, bro, that's him. He created them drops and spaces and even some of the claps and rhythms. And I'm like, dog.
G is actually turning into a really good all-around artist. He's producing.
Yeah.
You know, you know, he's producing now, he's writing, and I remember, it used to be funny when I first met G and he'd make records. I always knew he was a bad motherfucker on the mic, right? But we was, you know,
like,
we
started fucking hook sound like a rap. Like, why do your hook sound like a rap?
And I had to kind of tell him because he was in there making records, and I hear him just going off on his hook, and I'd be like, bruh, that sound like another damn verse, man. It's like shorten that shit up, you know what I mean?
What's crazy is I didn't grow up listening, like I grew up listening to music, but I didn't grow up wanting to be a rapper. So structure was not my strong suit. But again, Guido, like White Lightning, Guido don't get a lot of credit because he moved to Atlanta. It was dope working with EP. Like this is the truth. Like it ain't about EP is the producer of the project, but we made records together. Like we gonna go back and forth, and I'm gonna keep pushing him. And it was really wonderful, dog. It really was fun. You know what I mean? Like the business side, we got so much stuff to do, man. But it's like, it was a better experience than I thought it actually would be.
You know what I think about sometimes, man? And I really think about this, man, just from where you at as an artist, man, and the chemistry that you and EP got. I'll be thinking sometimes, man, I wish we would have had this shit when we was on the big boy stage, dog.
It would be funny, man. It wouldn't have worked as well. Like, I think I would have had way better records, you know what I mean, than I had to some degree, especially the second, you know, move of Beach Cruiser. But it's better now. You know what I mean? It sounds crazy. And I know we don't got, you know, Birdman writing $4 million checks, but the music is so powerful in itself that it's going to create $4 million worth of promotion no matter what. So I've thought of that. I'm like, damn, man, I wish I'd have been having EP do this and that. And then I, you know, again, questioning God ain't necessarily the smartest move. He put EP right in my wheelhouse right when I needed him there. You know what I mean? When it would make sense, when I could appreciate even what he does. Like, my appreciation for what he does is unbelievable versus when I first met him, I just knew he made beats and he could play. I didn't really understand, you know, what being a real, you know, player meant. That shit is different.
Yeah, for sure. We was just talking about that, and I was telling the man, I wish I could play the piano, because it's different when you up there. And EP was just in there playing shit without looking at it. That was me. I'm on
that motherfucking EP. And this is the point. Like, this is where nobody understands. And this is where it won't matter when you listen to Cancel These Nuts unless you really know. This motherfucker straight up, he don't loop the melody lines. Mm-hmm. He's playing straight through.
Ain't that something else?
Yeah. I gotta thank G too, because like me and G had a conversation, bro. Like it goes back and forth, because we had a conversation. I'm like, man, I gotta get my name in the street. I'm tired of these little niggas. Like, man, EP, I heard EP. He's like, no, nigga, I'm finna get your name back in the street. Cause I do stuff with Tech N9ne and Jay-Z and all these other, but it ain't in my backyard. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So I met G when I did Bastards of the Party, the whole soundtrack. Yeah. So Bone introduced me to him, but the record he made on there was, he put a hook on there by one of my favorite artists, which is with John Mayer, Waiting on the World, Waiting for the World to Change. I'm like, damn, how did this dude come up with that hook for that song? So I had an appreciation for him because his musical IQ was so high. Even back then, that was what, like 07, 09, something like that. And we always said we're going to work together. And like he said,
we done stuff along the line.
Yeah.
I mean, we knocked out other records and I came and did something. He did something for me, played on stuff on White Lightning 2. You know what I mean? But like when I finally came out of this cocoon, you know what I mean? Like this metamorphosis and becoming to like this, I'm really a professional rapper. Like, I went from being a street nigga, like a nigga that used to sell drugs and gangbang and thought I was getting over on the rap industry, to becoming a professional rapper, a professional record maker. So, you know, coming EP, it was just at the right time where, you know, I knew exactly, in my mind, I knew exactly what to do. You know what I mean? Once we caught one, all it took was one, because we did about four records before we caught one. And I was mm-hmm. like, okay, this is where we gonna murder at.
This is odd too, because we made up tempo records very, very easily. Exactly. And normally, those are the records that are the hardest to make because people overthink those records and they like, I need a hit. And me and G was just knocking them out the park organically without even trying.
True.
That's when you use to get your best work. You know what I want to do, G, before we continue on with the album? I want to do a 6 to 7 minute breakdown of just your history and music from where you came from to where you are at this moment, because I really feel like that this is kind of like your, what's the word I'm looking for? This is your shining moment, your grand moment, right? This album right here, this is the culmination of y'all work and just me seeing y'all just do what y'all do over the past few years, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't think people realize, I want them to get an appreciation, man. You came out, man. You came out of Games Camp and had one of the biggest buzzes on the West Coast that somebody had in a long time, right?
Probably was the greatest. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, because I was listening to you and I was like, I remember my boy Black Tone up in the shop talking about you, and then you was up there. You know, one day you was playing your record that you had with Battle Cat. Mm-hmm. You was playing your record. Yeah, you was playing with your record that you had with Battle Cat, man. And, you know, to go from there, man, to having this bidding war, man, to going to Sony, man. Do you ever feel like, man, that you've lived 1,000 lives in this industry?
Shit, way before I got into the industry. Shit, just being in the streets, you know, you sell sherm and shit and you gangbang. Man, you feel like you lived 1,000 lives there. So coming into the industry, you know, I really didn't know what to expect, honestly. I really had different plans for myself. I wanted to have more like a Death Row, like a street funded, like a Dope Boy funded street label, you know what I mean? And put out records under there. And, you know, I got thrown into the real major leagues, you know what I'm saying? Like, not like Death Row. It was like, yo, you got to make records with Lil Wayne at this point. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So before I even got to the industry, I felt
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ilya Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like I live 1,000 lives. Then in the industry, I've been through hell and back. You know what I mean? Upside down. It's nothing.
So you guys putting out a project like this, right, man? Mm-hmm. And you going through what all you've been through. It's almost like you went to college.
That's what it really feels like. And it's a lot more like medical school than anything because...
Exactly. Like, you know, like you and... actually in graduate school, like you just graduated graduate school with this right here.
You know what's funny, man? I put in probably roughly purely 3 years on just records, just understanding what records were. Then I put in another 2-3 years on understanding what hip-hop was, like being able to simplify it into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's why we always argue. Like I always, even people like you who grew up in the thick of everything, I'm like, nah, fool, you just was living it. There is a real consistency of exactly what it is over and over again. And I feel that's why my opinion is so strong because I gave blood up. You know what I mean? This ain't something I was doing planned. You know what I mean? I made it 24 hours a day. And it's funny because marketing is a thing I spent the least amount of time understanding, but I felt like I would say I have a doctorate in marketing. Like I have conversations with people with master's degree in marketing and I'll be schooling them because they don't fucking know. I put a lot of the ideas in their wheelhouse that make it simple to turn. Hip hop, I feel like I got a master's, but records is always something I feel like there's so much more to learn.
Oh, it's a forever evolving thing, man.
Like hip hop, I feel like I don't have a ton much more to learn. It's more about filling in some dots of history here and there. Marketing is pretty much a philosophy that can be evolved into however, you know, whatever place it needs to live. But records, man, there's so many fucking records to learn. And that's why, like, when I look at somebody like Dr. Dre and I think about, you know, 2001, you know what I mean? Like, he took a picture in front of those vinyls and I'm like, oh my God, I finally understand what it means. Even E, like E as a real professional, you know, player of music and a part of a band and conductor of a band, it's like my respect for him is different because, you know, you go back to guys like James Brown, those guys had to play music to eat dinner.
Ain't that incredible, my bro? I just told E that at the video shoot Saturday, bro. I said, man, where you coming from? He said, man, I just had to play. I said, man, how awesome is that you get to go? Your job is you actually doing what you love and you just go, I want to play some music.
But think about it. Like when people look at artists like James Brown and they wonder why it worked, them dudes was traveling around the South, you know, for 2 years playing music to eat dinner. Like I was telling Metro this, shout out to my boy Metro with Timeless Music and his artists. And he was like, his artists were struggling to kind of cross over into the business. And I'm like, that's because they don't have to do this to eat dinner. Like even people ask me, how was I able to get a deal so fast, you know, on my situation with White Lightning and move so many CDs. I'm like, because it got to the point to where I was doing this to eat dinner. So it there was no room to be fucking around. I had to understand and learn what was going on. And so when I, back to the records, when I look at them, you know, somebody like EP who plays, he knows what everybody's listening to. When he go plays at a party, he got to play the songs people want to dance to or they won't book his ass again. And don't get me wrong, he might got, now, you know, EP got some royalty money and some money from other little stuff, and but he need that, you know, he need to play the music that they want to hear.
Yeah, gotta have it.
You know what I mean? So it's nothing when he comes in there and he starts to play music to make an album because he already playing what made people... Like, you know, as we start working on the next project, which is going to come back, it's going to come together a lot faster. Man, we just going to keep focusing on what people want to hear to make them be on the dance floor and escape their real life for that 4 hours that him and the band is playing, that him and Furnace and the Furnace band is playing.
Exactly, man. You know, one of the songs on here, man, that's a testament to your marketing prowess, man, is Kanye should have never married that bitch.
Yeah. Shout out to the Panic at the Disco. It's funny as me, EP talked about that for 4 days. People think that was like some tongue-in-cheek shit where I was just like, oh, let me just talk about Kanye. And it was like, no, we made the record. The record didn't even have that title. Yeah, the record was just the record by itself. And it was great. But it was like, yo, like, Why should people care what happened to that bitch? Most of these people are not street, especially in today's time. So even the lingo, like when we say a bitch belongs to the street, they can't even recognize that lingo. And slang itself is not as phenomenal as it once was, you know, appealing to mainstream. And I remember calling EP, telling them like, yeah, we need to figure out, we need to put this in the mainstream publics right in their perspective so they can be like, oh, that type of girl. And so we start talking about it. And, you know, I remember this nigga worked with Kanye 3, 4, 5 albums. I'm like, shit. I was like, this motherfucker got the perfect motherfucker. He like, well, you know what, G? Nigga, he'll be all right. It's cool. This is what we doing. And I remember just reading so many old titles, them long titles. Panic at the Disco. I was in high school when that shit came out. And I remember just these long ass titles. And I was thinking like, you only have, when you look on a playlist on Spotify, dog, you don't even get to see the picture. The picture is tiny. The artist name is tiny. The only thing you can see is the title of the song. I'm like, yo, we need something long as fuck. So when people read it, they like, what the fuck kind of, you know what I mean?
And it's a hear it,
yeah. But it wasn't like some people like to call a term I think I used to hear all the time is clickbait. And it's like, that's not clickbait. That bitch really belongs to the street.
Well, actually, what you did, man, is you discovered SEO as well. That's a long tail keyword that you created. You know, Kanye should have never married.
It's a conversation piece for sure.
It's a conversation piece. You created a long tail keyword, man. And I won't, you know, get into that. That's a whole nother science, right? But I noticed, I said, man, the titles that you come up with, you don't waste space.
Yeah.
You take everything serious. And I know a lot of people, when I talk to a lot of the other homies, a lot of, you know, other rappers in L.A., man, G is dope. He just overthinks stuff. I say, no, he's not really overthinking it. He's just doing it right. He's striving for perfection.
Well, really, he's
trying to reach Nirvana on records.
Man, because everybody else feel like if they put out 1,000 records, they'll get there. That's the point with records. It really take one. You know what I mean? Nobody got there with 1,000 records. It still only took one. Like we could talk about 1,000 records, it took one. You feel me? Like Michael Jackson is still Thriller.
Mm-hmm.
It take one. You know what I'm saying? So everyone deserves. Dre says something that's really dope. Everything's important. I spell them with two E's. Everything's important with an E. It's E squared. Everything's important. Mm-hmm. So if I can't take a little extra time to figure out the title, you know what I mean? It's one song. Something like, we're doing all this content for people to discover this dope ass music. It's gonna take one song at one time. And when that one time happened, that song need to have layers.
Exactly.
I believe that.
Because that one song is gonna bring everybody back to your previous releases and go have them anticipating everything that you put out in the future.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a very important thing, man. I think people underestimate, man. The
motherfucker live right now, too. That's dope.
Yeah, it is live right now, man. So I'm going to go ahead and get this out there to the people, man. I want each one of y'all to tell these people why they need to go out there and stream this motherfucker. Me and you both talked about the importance of shit and making shit matter. Like, why? Like, why should people go stream this album right now?
My mind, man, it's the voice of the barbershop. Don't be scared. It's the same thing we say in the barbershop. I'm just telling the rest of these. I'm just telling the white people, man. They just didn't know. I'm making sure they know. So you ain't got to deal with the embarrassment of saying the same thing we say in the barbershop to the white people. So I'm representing you. Just let me, you know, go listen to it and be like, yeah, he represents. You ain't got to even tell nobody else. Just, you know, it's true.
And it's conversation. It's conversation over quality music, too. And we ain't trying to sound like nobody else. We cultivating our own sound. We got the drums of today wrapped in music and melody, and you can, and there's no way you can beat that.
No way at all, man. You know, I talked about those physical copies early. Physical copies are available to the album right now. Sign
with CryptStore.com, man.
CryptStore.com. You need to head over to the CryptStore.com. This is what you need to do. You need to go and order you a t-shirt. You need to go and order a ball cap. So, you know, so you can listen to the record and
the
stop.
Fact that you called it cuz a ball cap. Well, you is country.
you know what?
I get it, but it's just, that's like when niggas say pop. Like soda?
Yeah, pop. That's what I call soda pop.
You don't call the club, you'd be like, oh, we going to the hop.
Or the movies is a picture show.
the pizza shop.
No, I ain't that damn cunt.
You call your TV shows, you call your TV shows programs. I'm watching my programming. That's what we need to write next, a program.
Yeah, we need to write a program for real, man. So what's going on with the Cripstore.com, bro?
Fire shit, man. Just all the crippiest Crip shit you could have.
Yeah,
I'm working on making sure I create one of the greatest experiences for the average everyday consumer to feel crippy and get cripped out and enjoy the culture, you know, without having to die for it. So come support the cripstore.com.
Exactly, because at this Crip Store, everybody is welcome. We welcome Pyro, everybody. Bloods,
man, I got so many of my blood homies that hate Crips. You know, them niggas hate Crips, but they was like, glasses, I got you. So, you know, it takes me back. It's my personal trap. It feel good to have a trap again. Feel good to have my own spot again, man.
For sure, man. I'm going to go stream this album, man, because you know what's so funny is management, man. I feel like I never get to enjoy just the flow of an album because I always hear the pieces. I hear 5 or 6 different versions of songs, and sometimes I don't even know which version you put out till I actually hear it. That's
like, what you do to this, what you do to a different. But some of the greatest things in the world is fooling you. You know what I mean? Like, your mind is so good with this shit, and you're really good at records and hip-hop and marketing. You know what I mean? But some of the best part is when I get you. When you be like, what the fuck is that? I know what that is. You know what I'm saying?
Because yeah, I'll be hearing stuff that y'all do, and I'll be like, I know what they did. They did something different, but I can't catch it. And I don't want to tell him because he's like, no, you ain't got it, big bro. You ain't got it.
You lost your thorns, big bro. You ain't got your record here no more.
No, I'll be hearing it, man. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put my Bluetooth on, man. I'm going to put my Beats by Dre's in, man. I'm about to jam this motherfucker.
Oh, man, go on and enjoy it, man. Thank you for having me. Once again, we double back.
Sure, and I'm going to tell y'all like this. This is Big Steel's breakdown of the record, man. It's a jamming-ass record. That's what really I feel
all the time. I promise you that. It is a really... Yeah. Killer Mike said he got the album of the year. I think my album on Killer Mike album right now.
Yeah,
I got to kind of play them back-to-back and compare them. I might do that on live, but like what Killer Mike has in substance, my album, you know, my album makes up with attitude.
Man, I told 8 and Soren Baker, we doing a top 50 gangster rap albums of all time, and it's getting kind of heated as we come towards, you know, those like final 20, those top 20, because there have been so many just classic albums. And really, man, hearing this album, I really believe, man, that this album would have came out probably even a month ago, we'd be having a whole different conversation. I'm even thinking about throwing it in there. That's why I want to listen to it tonight in its entirety, and I want to, you know, I don't want to seem biased. Because, see, when I talk about you were 8, I don't want nobody thinking, oh, he's just saying that because he got this. No, it ain't like that. I'm very honest about
top 20. It might be top. Yeah, I don't know. That's.
I don't know if it's top 20, bro, but it's for sure.
I don't know if I would bang it more than the shadiest one, but I'm sure y'all don't have the shadiest one in this proper position, so I don't know.
No, the shadiest one is actually one of our records in there, though.
Top what?
That's for the public. They have to wait and find out like everybody
okay,
is.
So it's somewhere in the top 25.
Yeah, somewhere up in there, though.
Okay, long, because if it wasn't in the top 25, I was gonna disregard y'all opinion completely.
No, it is, man. Dub put his foot in this, but I would say, man, to cancel these nuts, man. I think, you know, it's hard to define. See, I don't believe in calling a record a classic, man, until it's been out. You don't know if then the classic to 5-10 years down the line.
Well, to me, I don't even use that term no more because I don't know if we have the time for it. But what I definitely want to do is make it a timestamp of 2023 and 24. I want you to feel like eventually somewhere along the line, this album had to mean something to you or represented something or you didn't like something about it during that time. And I think that becomes the goal now that we got it out because we didn't do a ton of marketing up front. What's funny is we just started marketing an idea this week and people starting to see the ideas and like it's crazy to watch them come to life and people just be enamored, like wow, you know what I mean? And I can say
one thing it's doing is bringing back the feeling of man. I'm glad you saying it. Somebody need to say it. It's hands down. It's getting that reaction. So I can't wait tomorrow to see
It's definitely a recovery mission. It's not a discovery mission like hip hop used to be. It's more of a like recovering the thing that the West Coast represented. So.
Yeah, for sure. I know we got a few people on this platform. So this is what I need y'all to do. Go to the description. There are going to be links in there. I need y'all to head over to thecripstore.com. Go on and get your starter low
cassettes. They got cassettes, flash drives, autographed CDs, vinyls, and clothes, everything.
Yeah, for all y'all niggas out there that still got boom boxes in your room, got you. You know, and those are great collector pieces too, but everything is down there. I want you guys, man, to go really stream the album, right? And leave a comment. Like Hick G up on his Instagram. Hey, leave
tell
a comment.
What you really think.
Let them know what you think. Hit EP up.
Yeah, that'll let us know. You can hit EP in them comments. That'll let us know where we should be going next run. You know what I mean? Where we going? I got an idea for sure, but I would love to see y'all opinion on it.
Yeah, for sure. And this is Gangsta Chronicles. We signing off. So
Gangsta Rap Chronicles.
Gangsta Rap Chronicles. I knew you was going to say that for some reason. And we out of here. Peace.
Yeah.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.